I gotta say that probably my least favorite part of any job, and I've had a lot of them: plumber's assistant, burger jockey, caterer, day laborer, Tupperware sales, NPR host. My least favorite part of any job is the first week, because you don't know how to do anything, right? It's
yeah.
Like, it's not that you're a stupid person. It's just that you don't know where the non-dairy creamer goes in the break room of this particular Blockbuster video store. Right. And yes. So that sort of feeling of not knowing the lay of the land is, to me, the absolute worst. So what if every week of your life, at least for a year, was your first week on a job? Well, our next guest knows a little bit about that, Sean Aiken. He's embarked on a project this year called One Week Job. His goal is to work a different job every week for a year. He's on job 36. Is that right? And so far, you've
designed...
have
to say yes, Sean. I can't see you not.
This is radio.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Just use hand signs, actually. This is a pantomime broadcast, yeah. So that's good.
That'll work well.
So far, you've designed T-shirts. You've tried your hand at being a tattoo artist, a brewmaster, bungee jumping instructor. Most humiliating, probably, you worked at a radio station for
that
a while.
That was incredibly excruciating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Believe me, I'm living it.
Tough gig you guys got
here. Sean Aiken, welcome to the show. First of all, how old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay, what was your last gig?
My last gig, I'm just still doing it. Actually, I'm a photographer this week in New York. So after I leave the radio interview here, I'm going to a photo shoot.
See, this was actually, I have to say, you have this good website that has these great video productions of all the stuff you've been doing, mm-hmm. all these different jobs you've tried.
Yeah.
My beef is I don't see you doing any work in any of these videos. You're talking about designing T-shirts. You're looking at T-shirts that are on it. You're talking to people who design T-shirts. Then you fold like one T-shirt, and then you're like, well, that was my week.
Yeah.
Are you actually working?
I am. You know, the reality is that I guess do people really want to see you working? Is that much fun? So it's kind of with the episodes that are about 7 to 10 minutes long on the website. So we do a little bit both, kind of, you know, having fun on the job and also, you know, the not so – highlights, you know, they're not too.
But you are actually doing some work.
Yes. Yes, I am.
You can see this is a point with him. He wants to make sure you're working.
I am. So one of my toughest weeks of work, mm-hmm. Would be picking cattails for 12 hours out in a swamp. Mm. So that was.
What was that job?
That was picking cattails.
That was the name
in
of
a
the
swamp. I think that's what they call it. Yeah.
Where was that?
What do you want to be when you grow up? That was just outside of Montreal, Canada.
So how exactly did you come up with this project?
So that is, yeah, I graduated college, had no idea what I wanted to do for a career. So instead of just kind of taking the first job that came along and taking 6 months to a year to figure out, you know, if this is the right fit for me, thought, hey, I want to first of all go out there and learn what I need in a career to be happy first. And so I came up with the idea to go out there and do a whole bunch of different jobs and learn about the characteristics.
What was the most surprisingly soul-crushing job so far?
The soul-crushing job, maybe yoga instructor.
Really? That seems like you'd be all namaste, and you have dreadlocks. I mean, it's like it should be a natch.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, going into that week was incredibly difficult because I'd never stepped foot inside a yoga studio before. And so that was a big challenge. That was kind of a little humiliating and humbling.
That down dog kicked your butt.
Is it because it was physically really hard to do?
Both. You know, both not having ever done it before, and actually yoga is incredibly difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't really think so. It is relaxing, but it's difficult at the same time. So that week consisted of doing, you know, 6 hours a day of yoga and learning as much as I could about it. And then, you know, the Friday to go in there and teach classes all day.
The first question that comes to a lot of people's mind, are you getting paid for this from these people? What's the deal with that?
Any money the company is willing to pay me, they make a direct donation to the One Campaign.
And what's so the One Campaign?
The One Campaign is it's to make poverty history. So they're aimed at ending global poverty.
All right. Well, here's the real question while we've brought you here, Sean. We are down like three producers on this show, as much as management says we're not. We could really use some help. Would you consider working on the Bryant Park project for one of your weeks?
I definitely would, yeah. This is week 36, so I have another, if my math is correct, 16 weeks left to go. Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, seriously, in sometime before your 52 weeks are up, you're going to work for the BPP?
Cool.
All right.
Cool. I love what you guys are doing.
The first thing you want to learn about radio is that when the clock says 18 seconds left, it means the hour is almost over.
And I like my coffee with skim milk, just okay. So you know. Yeah.
So now that we're down to 11 seconds, I want to tell everybody you've been listening to the Bryant Park Project. Thank you so much. And keep looking out for Sean Aiken here on The Beep. That's coming up. Thanks again. We'll see you real soon.
Bye.